in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Let's all stand, and we'll read one verse. We're going to pray and ask God for his help tonight. Good to see all you guys here in the house of God tonight. Great crowd. Amen. Thank God for your desire to be in the house of God. And when you have that desire, God will definitely give you exactly what you need on your plates tonight. The Bible says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 17, and verse 10, the Bible says that Jesus says, So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are profitable. Oh, I'm sorry. We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. I want to talk tonight's little fault, doing your duty. Or, what does God owe me? Father, I pray for your help tonight. And I pray that God, that you reveal to us some truths that you want us to grab a hold of tonight. I pray, God, you let us see, Father, the duties that we have to do for you, God. Sometimes, God, we feel like you owe us some things. But all we've done is what we're supposed to do. Father, I pray that we would not so much look as for the pat on the back. I pray, God, we would not so much look for others, Lord, to perhaps call our names. But I pray, God, in heaven, you would show us that we've been commanded to do these things. And it's our duty. And let's do it from our hearts. Not seeking any type of gain, but simply doing what you told us to do. I pray, God, you guide me and direct me, you fill me with the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, you help me to preach your word under your power and your anointing. Without you, God, I'm going to fail. But, Father, with you, God, there will be power that will ring through this place. There'll be somebody that'll get some help. There'll be somebody's life that will be changed. And for that, God will shout hallelujah. Help us, for in Christ's name we pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. May be seated. What does God owe me or doing your duty? Oftentimes, we feel like God owes me something. But does God owe me anything? Or, my dear friends, should I just be excited about the fact that he called me to do something and then he gave me the ability to do it and then just praise God for it? First of all, the Bible says here, he says, so likewise, ye when ye shall have done, or you have done all those things which are commanded or ordered you, say this, we are unprofitable. That word means there, it means to be useless. It also means to be undeserving. We are undeserving servants. We have done those, that which was our duty or our obligation or what we owe to do. Jesus Christ bought us and paid for us. He gave his blood for each of us. The least we can do is serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes we feel like our service, we should be rewarded for. Not that God won't. But we should not be seeking for him to uplift us. For the Bible says, if you humble yourself, then he shall exalt you in due season. But when you and I start looking for the pat on the back, looking for somebody to pump me up and encourage me, and they don't, uh-oh. I ain't doing that no more. But wait a minute, didn't I God call you to do that? First of all, my dear friends, we see that we have a command. There is a command. The Bible says here, hey, likewise, when you have done all those things which are commanded you or ordered you, God has commanded each of us to do certain things. Let me look at a few of those. Get a little bit specific. What about parenting? Well, I preach all five men. Look what the Bible says about mothers and fathers in this case. Look at Proverbs 22 and look at verse number 6. Proverbs 22 and look at verse number 6. This is our obligation to do this. This is our command to do this. This is our duty to do this as parents. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 verse number 6, train up a child in the way that he should not go. Oh, I'm sorry. train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. As parents, we have a command from God to train up our children to go in the right way, whether or not they appreciate it or not. And trust me, your kids are going to be walking around patting you on the back because you tell them they can't do something. Huh? Many of you heard me tell this story before when DJ was about, I guess he's about 12, about 12 years old, something like that. We were sitting there in the house down there in Georgia, and I don't know why I told him he couldn't do something. He was sitting there. I said, well, son, tell me, how do you feel? And he just looked at me. I said, no, just be honest. I said, just tell me how you feel. I mean, there won't be no repercussions or whatever. Just tell me how you feel. You know what he told me? He said, I don't like you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm like somebody going, wham! I said, you don't like me? And I said, well, why? He said, because you won't let me do what I want to do. I said, oh. I started smiling then. I said, if you had told me, because I wouldn't buy you no food, I wouldn't put no clothes on you, or I would trick you some kind of way, but because I won't let you do what you want, I can handle that. Amen. I can handle that. Because I know that I have a responsibility, I have a job to do, and I have to give an account to God. The Bible says to train up your child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Look, the Bible says in Titus chapter 2 and verse 4. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 4. What does it say? He says, do what we are supposed to do. We have a command. Look, the Bible says in Titus, which is right after 2 Timothy, Titus chapter number 2 and verse 4. The Bible says, well, look back at verse 3. The aged women, likewise. Now, what that means is this. When our ladies get a little bit up in age, you know what I mean? You put in a cruise. You know, we just go cruise over into heaven. But look what the Bible says. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, watch this, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That's the duty. But notice, my dear friends, he didn't say do that as long as you get a pat on the back. But he says do your duty. Put on the back. Look what the Bible says about fathers. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 4. Ephesians 6 and look at verse number 4. Look what the Bible says here about daddies. Fathers. Verse 4 says this. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Daddy's got a responsibility. He has a command. The command is this. One, number one, provoke not your children to wrath. Don't do stuff just to agitate your children. Well, I'm a daddy around here. You're going to do it anyhow. Not because it's the right thing or the wrong thing, but because you're trying to, you know, exhort your power. You know, all y'all kids, get down there and clean the floor. Scrub it for the next hour. Because I'm your daddy. Wait a minute. That'll stir stuff up. You don't need to be doing stuff like that. Not that frame of mind. The Bible goes on to say, though, but bring them up in the nurture. The word nurture means the education, the training, and the chastisement. Fathers have a responsibility to train their children as well as to chasten their children, correct their children. Then the Bible says, and admonish them of the Lord. The word admonish means to warn them. Fathers, warn your children. These are commands that are given to the fathers. These are commands that are given to moms and parents. These are commands. And the children are going, yeah, you praise them. Tell them. Oh. Well, look what it says in verse 1 of chapter 6. Children, be disobedient. I'm sorry. Children, obey your parents. That means listen, be attentive, be obedient to your parents or parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that may be well or good with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. You will live a long time. Be obedient to your parents. Huh? Honor your parents. You going crazy. No, I ain't going crazy. Hey, You want to have a short life? Then be disobedient. My grandmother always said, a hard head carries a soft behind. Amen. The Bible says that children have a responsibility. It's a command. Notice it didn't say as long as mom and daddy are just loving off. He said, no, obey them. Do what they say to do. Well, I don't agree with it. This ain't we taking a vote. I can tell my children, we don't live, this ain't no, we might live in a democratic country, but ain't no democracy in our house. How many of y'all want to clear y'all room up? How many? It's three of them and two of me and Jolene. We've been outvoted all the time. They be like, y'all clean them all up, amen. But this ain't no democracy, amen. Huh? Somebody's got to leave. The Bible teaches us that we have responsibility. We have commands that have been given us. Look at another one over here. Look what the Bible says about husbands in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. The Bible says this. Husbands, love your wives as long as she's a good cook. Husbands, love your wives as long as she is what? Reverencing you. It didn't say that. It said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ died for the church. The Bible says in verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife, loveth himself. When you show your wife love, you're showing that you love yourself as well. You treat your wife bad, then you basically treat yourself bad. Huh? Sometimes they say you can look at a wife's face and tell how her husband's treating her. Smile, baby. But I tell you what, my dear friends, I don't want to walk around with a long face, amen. I mean, if she got a painted smile, baby, kind of smile. No. But hey, love your wives. Love your wives. He didn't say if they this or if they that. He says, as a command, love them. Yeah, but they ain't acting right. He didn't say that. He said, love them. Look at this one. We got some amens on that one. Watch this one here. Let me give you another for the men. Look at Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 19. Colossians 3 verse 19. These are duties. These are duties. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and be not what?
Bitter
against them. That word bitter means to embitter, which means to make somebody feel bitter. Or aggrieved, cause distress to somebody. Ooh, now I know. I mean, we ain't talking about our husbands here. Husband, don't cause your wife distress. I know we wouldn't have any men like that here today, you know. I'm not trying to stress her. I'm trying to relieve her stress. Are you really? The Bible says here, my dear friends, that we should not be bitter or cause them to be bitter or distress. These are commands that have been given to us. It's our duty, amen. But not only that, let's look at another one here, friends. Let's look over here now to wives. Look over to 1 Peter 3 and verse 1. 1 Peter 3 and verse 1. You got a husband, he's a knucklehead. Well, look what the Bible says right here. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says this, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Why? That if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by what? The conversation or behavior of the wives. Now, sometimes we get it mixed up, conversation. Oh, yeah, I tell him. No, that word conversation means behavior. Listen, when a woman, a wife says, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm serving Jesus Christ, but yet she's acting like that at the house, they ain't going to win him over. But if he sees her conducting herself as a Christian woman ought to conduct herself, the Bible says that the Lord will use that to win them to Christ. I always think about Jolene's father and her mom. And they had a lot of hard times, rough times. But her mom always showed that she loved her husband. And she reverenced him. But she would put notes all over in the bathroom, on the top of the window, and all kinds of stuff. Saying, I love you. And I love you. And sometimes it make him as mean as a snake, wouldn't it, Jolene? But you know what? She still continued to do her part as a wife. And I tell you what, on this side, She may not have seen him come toward Christ like he ought to, but she did see on the other side. Because before he left this earth, I tell you what, me and him had conversations, and he talked about the Lord and things that I've been talking to him about. He had given himself over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what, my dear friends? Her prayers were answered, and they were answered through her behavior and her conversation. God's awesome, friends, but what he calls us to do is to do our duty. What about his workers? Look, the Bible says over Colossians 3 and verse 22. Colossians 3 and verse 22. Look, the Bible says here, Colossians 3, verse 22. You going on your job? How are you going to act over there? Them folks crazy. All right. Look, the Bible says here in Colossians 3, verse 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as what? Men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Notice what he said, not as with eye service. Y'all know what eye service is. That means I'm serving you as long as you're looking at me. But as soon as the bulk walks off, hey, man, what's up? No, get back to work. Hey, man, don't do it just because they're looking at you. You do your job in spite of the fact whether they're there or not, you still do your job. Why? Well, the Bible says in verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. No, but of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. That'll free us. I'm telling y'all, that'll free us. Because we don't see ourselves as serving Mr. Johnson. We see ourselves serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will do 100% on your job. Why? Because it's your duty to do it. Amen. The Bible commands that we're to do it. But oftentimes, we still want to be pumped up, pat on the back. Nothing wrong with a pat on the back. But don't look for it. If you start looking for it, my dear friends, you know what's going to happen, don't you? You are going to be disappointed. Let me give you something else. Look at me now. Back over to Luke. Who it says in Luke chapter number 17 and verse 10. We see the command. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things that which are commandment of you, say this. We are unprofitable. We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. My duty as a pastor is to preach the word of God. It's to study the word of God. Now, do I want y'all to like it? Sure. But that ain't why I'm preaching it. Because if I preach it for y'all to like it, I'm like, man, they ain't like that. All right, let's preach on love. Everybody just love everybody. When I start preaching on certain things, y'all don't like it. You know what I'm start what I'm doing? I'm start being a man pleaser and not a God pleaser. At the same token, my dear friends, sometimes we miss it. If you are a choir director and you're directing, listen, I'm sure you want the choir to say, that's a great, we love that. But that ain't why you're doing what you do. You're doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the one that's going to reward you. But even then, just do your duty. Whether you are a choir director, whether you're playing an instrument, whether you're teaching a Sunday school class, or whether you are sitting there studying, whatever your job might be in the church, cleaning the church. Hey, my dear friends, we do it as unto the Lord and not because we feel like we are owed something in return. Because you'll get discouraged, I'm telling you. I talk to people all the time, you know, especially the pastors and stuff, and when they get missed, man, them people, they try to starve us to death over there. Are you looking to them? Or are you looking to your, he's your employer. I'm not looking for Sunrise Church to take care of me. I'm looking for God to take care of me. Because as soon as I look at y'all to take care of me, you know what I'm going to be doing? Man, I don't even care. I don't even care. No, I go to my Father. I go to the one who's taking charge and the one who called me, my dear friends. But we are always looking for somebody else to pass on that or show us that, hey, we love you. Listen, don't get me wrong. I like it when you say those type of things, but I'm not looking at that to help me to keep going. That's because if I do that, it's going to mess me up. Because then when you don't say, when you shake my hand and you don't say, that's a good message, Pastor, I'd be like, man. Shake your hand. I'm like, man. Don't nobody care. She has sleep. This I'll be like, man, I done prepared and I done studied. And then you hear this. I'm not trying to point no finger at nobody. But sometimes I hear the brother say this. If we can just get some smoke in the pews, there'd be some fire in the pulpit. Listen, my dear friends, if I'm waiting on y'all to get me stirred up, hey, my dear friends, I'm looking at the wrong thing, hallelujah. I want God to set me on fire, not somebody in the pew, but God. Woo! Hallelujah. That'll help help you, dear friends. That'll help you. Mama, she's out there. She's cooking. Getting all the food together. Puts it on the table. And everybody just dives in, eats it up, and go in their room. Them rascals. Ain't nobody said thank you. Mom, it was wonderful. That should have said that, sure. But don't look for it. If y'all looking for it, you'll get disappointed. I done been down here washing these clothes, separating them, fold them up. I give them to them. They grab them all and just dump them in the drawer. I fold them. They throw them in there. Well, you wash your own clothes from now on. I feel you. But at the same time, is that why you're doing it? See, when you do it, my dear friends, because that is your duty. If you do it, my dear friends, because you're serving Lord Jesus Christ, don't look for the pats on the back. Huh? Got to do all that, but I'm going to tell you, don't look for that. Don't expect that. And I'm going to tell you what, you'll live a whole lot freer. I'm serious. Look, the Bible says here, the Bible says, he gives an illustration. I got to hurry up. He gives an illustration. Look at verse number 6. The Bible says this. Well, verse number 7. But which of you, having a servant, will say to him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat. And would my brother say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken. And after that thou shalt eat and drink. Do you think, or does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I shall not. I think not. What is he saying? For God has a servant that has been working in the field. That's his job. When he comes back, is he going to tell that servant, oh, you come and sit down right here and let me take care of you? No. When that servant comes in from working, he's going to say, feed me. Take care of me. Now that servant could say, man, I've been working out there. Yeah, that's your job. And your job is still not done yet. You take care of me. So we got it all mixed up. We live in a society that says it's all about me. Huh? Y'all supposed to take care of me. Huh? What have you done for me lately? Huh? We live in a me society, but the Bible says to die to self. But instead, we're looking for others to serve us. You serve me, you serve me, you. No, the Bible says that we are to serve others. And what's amazing, my dear friends, is that God will bless us in return, but we're not looking for the blessing. We're not expecting it because we're only doing our duty, only doing our job. He says right here, what he says? He says, verse 9, doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I trow not. I think not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which I commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Don't look for something in return. Just do your duty. Mamas, do your duty. Fathers, do your duty. Spouses, do your duty. Children, do your duty. Christian workers, do your duty. Don't look for something else. Listen, I'm telling you, what happens is this. When God does start blessing you, you're like, man, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. But instead, you know what we do? Why can we bless Sister Bobby like that? What make her so special? I'm going to hear Sue. Every time I turn around, she goes, I got testimony. I want one too. Where's my testimony? Do what you're supposed to do, not looking for something in return. Don't always say, well, I want y'all. Y'all come back. Please, somebody. No. Listen, I'm unprofitable. I don't deserve nothing. Not one single. What I deserve is hell. But instead, God has given me heaven because I've trusted his son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and my Savior. Huh? But our young people, what do? They walk around. I mean, I'm 22. I should have a big house, brand new car. I should make about $25 an hour. I ain't flipping no burgers. Somebody got to flip them. Right. Well, if we ain't going to McDonald's, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. I started pumping gas. Went from pumping gas to flipping burgers. McDonald's. 10 on the turn. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You make, when you turn 10, you lay 10 more. Man, I was working out. I loved work. It was a challenge to me. You know, I just said, well, I should be managed around this place. Why? Why should I be managed? What makes me so special? Because you know why? Because we were, listen, we keep telling them. I'm not saying don't encourage your children. Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say. But if you've got a child, gets up and sings.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
And you tell me you need to go to American Idol. My baby can sing. Now he gonna get on American Idol in front of who is it now? What's her name? J-Lo and Randy and Steve Taylor and Tyler. And then when they tell him, you know what? You just ain't got it. She just jealous. Randy, you can't sing either. Wait. They're trying to help you. But you know what, my dear friends? We ain't supposed to be lying to our kids. Not the moment encouraging them, but don't lie to them, amen. Don't do that. My dad would tell us that you can do anything that you want to do. And now he would tell us the truth. We do anything we want to do, but he still doesn't lie to us. I mean, you know, I mean, all the time. Well, bless his heart. Only time I can think of was that one time we was at Live Stone. Oh, hallelujah. My sister had that guitar. What was I, 8, 9 years old? And my dad said, he can sing. He can play that thing. I said, Dad, I can't sing. I got before the church. They want me to sing Down by the River. And I didn't want to. I mean, you know, I've been messing around with the guitar. I got up there. This is how it sounded. Down by the river, down by the river, down by the riverside. Down by the river, down by the river, down by the riverside. I sat there, stood there. I was crying. And the blessed heart, it falls in the spirit. I wasn't in the spirit. Man, I don't want to be up there playing this thing. Down by the river, down by. I'm like, this is awful. And that was the first and last time I ever played the guitar in the church. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Praise the Lord. But listen, my dear friends, I know he was trying to encourage me, but I was embarrassed. But anyhow, listen, what I'm saying is this. Listen, what I'm saying is this. We all have duties. Our duty ain't to lie, it's to tell the truth, of course. And we also encourage. But at the same time, when we are doing things that God has called us to do, don't sit back and feel like, well, now God owes me something. When we come to the house of God, we're supposed to come. He commands us to come to worship Him and to exalt Him. But sometimes we feel like, well, like I said Sunday, well, I didn't check in. No, I clocked in. Lord, I was here. Now, where's my blessing? Where's my blessing? I'm blessing looking. Amen. No. You should be coming just to thank Him because He is so good to you. He has spared your life. He has given you a place in heaven. But now He is going to bless. But don't be looking for that. Don't say that you deserve that, that you're owed that. No, you're not owed nothing, my dear friends. Nothing. Yes, God has certain provisions that He said, if you do this, I'll do this. But my dear friends, we're supposed to do our duty and then say, like He says here, I'm still unprofitable. And don't, so I know, you know how we are. We can say the words not really meaning our hearts. We'll get down there, and I've heard, well, anyway. But, you know, get down there and be like, you know, oh, I don't deserve this. Oh, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm just like this. Oh, I'm just like that. This and that. But then that person's same actions. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. That person's same actions is showing totally different. Because they walk around like they are owed something. We are not owed anything, friends. But whatever God gives us, if He blesses you with a good job, thank Him so much for it. Thank Him for it, you know. If He blesses your family, thank Him for it. I mean, we're no better. None of us are any better than the other person. So, well, I ain't done as much stuff as they've done, but you done enough stuff. And if we used to put it up on DVD, we used to take this screen right here and pull it down. And said, so, all right, here we go. Leonard, we're going to show you your life. DVD. Bro, Leonard would be doing the moonwalk first time. He said, I'm sliding up out of here, amen. Huh? What are you saying? What I'm saying is this, friends. Let's just do our duty. Thank God that He's enabled us to do whatever He's called us to do. And let's do it with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our might. Be the husband that God wants you to be, the wife that God wants you to be, the parent that God wants you to be, the child that God wants you to be, the worker that God wants you to be. Be all that God wants you to be. He's going to bless you. He is going to do that. But don't do it expecting him to do that. He's going to do it, but don't look for that. Because he's going to be showing you some things, too, at the same time. Let's just thank God that he's enabled us to do something for him. That's it. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And Father, I pray that somehow, someway, somebody was helped. Father, I don't understand the reason why I'm going to give this message. I gave it because you told me to. So I pray and ask God to somehow, some way, help somebody see some things God made to see. And for me to see some things. I saw some stuff really helped me. I want to thank you for that. But Father, I pray right now, perhaps some folks to talk to you and say, Lord, just help me in my heart to be willing to do what I'm supposed to do. Not because, you know, I'm expecting this from that person or this or that. But I'm just doing it, God, because, yes, you told me that I'm supposed to do this. And I want to do it, Father, as unto the Lord. I'm going to do it, Father, for you. I want to do it for my heart, my soul. I want to love my children like I need to. I want to be the mom, the dad. I want to be that servant that you want me to be, Father, with all my heart and my soul. Show me how to die to myself and to live for the Savior. I pray, God, that each of us leave here much encouraged. Father, you give us so many different commands. You said to love each other, to pray, to forgive one another. You command us to forgive each other. God, help us to do that. So, yeah, we'll receive the blessings from that, but help us to simply do it because it frees us on the inside. It frees us. And there might be somebody here tonight, God, that has a hard time simply forgiving somebody because that person was ugly to them. They said some nasty things. They behaved in ugly ways. But, Father, show them how to forgive so they can be free. Please, and we'll thank you. And God, whatever else needs to take place this moment, I pray, God, we respond. For it's in Christ's mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Pastor, you to come and talk.